ceased the ceasefire. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Air raid sirens in Israel after rockets fired by Hamas. The war in Gaza back on.
Blast in the background right now. Israel announcing it was resuming strikes and hit a variety of locations.
Fox's Greg Palcott near the Gaza border.
Locals were warned to leave certain areas in the south, but still there are a bunch of reported casualties adding to the humanitarian disaster. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu's office released a statement. The government of Israel is committed to achieving the goals of the war, releasing the hostages, eliminating Hamas, and ensuring Gaza never again constitutes a threat to the residents of Israel.
Now, the talks in Qatar continue, trying to get a ceasefire back in place to get more hostages out. Israel says Hamas still has 137 people captive. A red state, blue state debate on Fox. Two governors sparred last night. California Democrat Gavin Newsom touting
14 million jobs, 10 times more than the last three Republican presidents combined.
Because he had
15,000 manufacturing
the jobs were because of the COVID lockdowns. Are you kidding me?
Florida Republican Ron DeSantis firing back.
They have chosen in California to put the interests of the criminals over public safety.
They also got into it over immigration.
You're trolling folks and trying to find migrants to play political games to try to get some news and attention so you can out-Trump Trump. And by the way, how's that going for you?
DeSantis, who's running for president, accused Newsom of running his own shadow campaign to try to replace President Biden as the 2024 Democratic nominee. The House will vote in a few hours considering expelling Republican Congressman George Santos, who refuses to go quietly.
If I leave, the bullies take place. This is bullying.
Santos, who lied to New York voters about his past, has also been indicted for fraud. A House ethics investigation found he spent campaign money on himself. A federal judge has blocked Montana's ban on TikTok, supposed to take effect next year. The judge ruled it oversteps the state's authority to infringing on TikTok users' rights. America's listening to Fox News.
Lowe's knows how to save pros time and money. Right now, get up to 40% off vanities. And there's more. Get up to 50% off select tools and accessories from trusted top brands like DeWalt and Craftsman. Visit us in-store or online for more deals you can't beat. Because Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. About 11:30 through 12:06. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
Can you trust the government to protect you? We have political chaos, high inflation, global wars, no border protection, and our leadership telling you about pronouns and electric cars. It's time to take a hard look at protecting yourself and your family. It's time to call Oxford Gold Group. Whether you want to diversify against inflation or have gold on hand, you need to visit jessekellygold.com. Protect yourself with a visit to jessekellygold.com. That's jessekellygold.com.
There's an update in the investigation to last month's shooting in Burlington, Vermont, that left three men of Palestinian descent wounded. An ex-girlfriend of the accused gunman says she had police remove his gun from her home a decade ago.
The unidentified woman told police in Syracuse, New York, back in 2013 that she wanted to turn in the shotgun belonging to her ex, Jason Eaton, saying they had split and she didn't feel safe returning it herself. The woman says she had a history of domestic violence with Eaton and didn't want any contact with him. When she turned over the Deerslayer 20-gauge shotgun, Syracuse police also confirming Eaton's name appeared on 37 police reports from 2007 to 2021, but never as a suspect. Eaton remains held without bail after pleading not guilty to shooting and seriously wounding three Palestinian students who were visiting Burlington, Vermont for the Thanksgiving holiday. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are mixed. The day after the Dow's big surge to a new high for 2023, closing out November with a nearly 9% gain. The Dow's best month since October of last year. Now, it's December 1st, so there are just 24 shopping days left for gifts under the tree and a really big tree up at the White House.
3, 2, 1.
And with that, the White House Christmas tree was lit to usher in the season and renew a tradition that has lasted more than a century. The president shared his wishes for the holiday season and the theme for this year's celebration.
Magic, wonder, and joy. Three words that capture the essence of Christmas and the holidays.
The lighting comes just days after high winds blew the tree over, but the National Park Service got the tree back up and ready in time for the Thursday ceremony. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
On Thursday night football, the Dallas Cowboys rallied to beat the Seattle Seahawks 41-35 to kick off week 13 of the NFL season. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. USDA secretary issuing a disaster declaration for five counties dealing with losses caused by a storm that rolled through the region in June. Declaration issued for Christian, Hancock, McDonough, Sangamon, and Washington counties, all five heavily impacted by a storm that tore through central Illinois June 29. Two Bloomington men charged in a brutal killing over the weekend, Justin Kletz and Derek Sebring, both face murder charges. Police say they killed Jameer Bew, whose body was found in a rural ditch in McLean County Saturday. McLean County's coroner determined Bew died from several gunshot wounds. Governor Pritzker is celebrating the opening of Meta's data center in DeKalb. The center, now fully operational and supported by 100% renewable energy, it'll also support over 200 good-paying jobs in the DeKalb community. Meta's also upcoming projects in DeWitt and Morgan counties. That's what's happening. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Well, believe it or not, folks, we're 12-1. It's yes. Christmas season. It's December.
Welcome to the new month.
Wow. All right. Weather brought to you by Carl.
Carl reminds you, one in five people don't realize they have diabetes, a common health complication that doesn't have to stop you from living the life you want. Talk to a doctor about diabetes prevention and management. Visit Carl.org.
Just a shout out, Mr. Greg Solier, our meteorologist. It's just not a big deal when we know the weather, what's coming. And you said yesterday rain started 2:30 and it was like 2:45. It's just like, wow, mm-hmm. How do you do that?
I missed it by 15 minutes?
Back
to weather school.
Crazy. So we made it to wedding weekend and no major storms to worry about for this thing. And in December, you have a wedding, things can happen, you know?
Yes. So, what time is the nuptials, by the way, the ceremony?
It's early, 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, good. That's even better. Okay.
Yes. Good stuff. But anyway, you're just dang good, brother. You're really, really good at weather. So
I always appreciate the accolades from you folks. So thank you very much. And because I know, you know, it's not a perfect science and it sometimes goes astray. So we acknowledge that. But thank you very much on a morning here in welcome to, by the way, meteorological winter time. It's a bookkeeping thing. We start the seasons right at the beginning of the month in December, in March, in June, and September. In any event, anything but a March, I should say, a December feel out there. More like March at 42 over at Willard and Savoy, same at Danville, 41 at Rantoul, still raining a little moderately northern Champaign County up through Livingston and McLean counties from there to Fort Hood, Iroquois northward. Boy, some heavy rain up towards the Chicagoland area right now, parts of northern Indiana, but it's a drier area based on yesterday's drought monitor and the drought expanding south of I-70 as well at the current time. And the rain's kind of the back end down towards Decatur, but they're kind of spinning around low pressure. They'll be in and out this morning. Should get a break this afternoon. May come back in drizzly form late this afternoon and evening time. We'll top out around 47. Again, we ought to be about 41, 42 for December 1. Southeast wind, a little rain and drizzle this evening, down to 41 tomorrow. We do anticipate maybe a little mist or drizzle in the air early to mid-morning. Should be gone, certainly by noontime. Then a mostly cloudy balance of the day. Looks like nuptial temperatures between about 46 and 48 degrees on a bit of a westerly wind. More rain in here after midnight tomorrow night. Lows down to 37 and a little rainy and drippy here both Sunday morning and afternoon with a high up to about 46. Clouds 44 on Monday, not bad. Tuesday, a sprinkle and a snowflake in the morning, not bad. 45, 43 on Wednesday. Here comes 50-degree weather or better next Thursday and Friday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Well, there was a debate last night. Interesting. Happy to welcome to our program president of Take Back Action Fund, who's Bush 2000 aide, the only person in U.S. history to run a campaign defeating a majority leader in a primary, our friend in Milwaukee, John Pudner. You know, I got a call from the great Paul Lewis, who was an Iranian hostage, put George W. Bush on the phone with me in 1988, John. He was campaigning for H. And he got off the phone. They said, how'd it go? And he simulated a slow pitch and said, softball.
Wow.
Anyway, good to have you back. All right, so I'm trying to articulate what happened last night. I tried to watch for a few minutes. It felt like I was watching a freshman at the high school and to see how good they're going to get. It was this was an undercard thing, and I don't know quite. I guess it was interesting, but maybe they're future guys, but I don't think they're going to be in play this year, are they?
I don't think so. And it's interesting because the other person who said something similar, I think what you just said, was Donald Trump, who said, he actually said, I'm going to watch it, and you know, best of luck in 2028 to both albums.
Right. There you go. There you go.
But maybe, yeah, I mean, I think it was, you know, I think it was a decent night for DeSantis. He got in a couple of good lines, talked about Newsom's father-in-law moving to Florida because the policies were so much better, which, you know, was a kind of cute opening. And then, at the end, just the defecation that's happening on the streets in San Francisco, which was a nice visual image. So, but he had some good moments, you know, and I think played his strength where he's a governor. But again, I don't know that it's significant, but probably a decent night for him.
All right, I'm not a fan of Gavin Newsom. However, trying to just look at the thing and see two guys, I think he's, you know, pretty slick at talking. But to me, the expressions he has, and he must have really highfalutin consultants, he looked smug.
Yes, I think you said the two keywords, smug and slick. And I noticed that the California GOP, which had a really good year last congressional, despite everything else, you know, picked up seats and all, described him as a slick car salesman right after the debate. And that's the thing. Yeah, I don't think anyone can argue that, you know, he doesn't argue well. You know, I think he didn't have a lot of good facts on his side last night in light of, you know, where the Biden administration's been. But, you know, he can make a case. But, yeah, just a little slick California guy. So you're already kind of viewed as sort of the rich, liberal state governor. And, you know, I think that's where DeSantis did score some points. Say, hey, you know, we care about the average working people, you know.
Yeah.
And that's not who you're focused on.
All right, John, do you think it's still coming down to Joe Biden and Donald Trump in 2024? I mean, is that kind of inevitable, or there's going to be some surprises along the way?
Well, I won't quite say inevitable. It's certainly heading that way. You know, they both have issues to deal with. I mean, as unfair as most of us think a lot of these prosecutions are, those are issues. I mean, those are draining. Obviously, you know, Biden's health, whatever they want to say about it, is an issue. So, you know, I think it's a positioning now for, is there some reason one of those two, you know, cannot do it? And everyone's kind of playing for second place just in case. You know, that Dean Phillips who announced for, you know, congressman out of Minnesota on the Democrat side, you know, who's campaigning in New Hampshire, you know, and you know, I think this is more DeSantis sort of trying to hold off Haley, the consensus being, well, gosh, Haley's the one surging. And so, you know, this is right now a battle for second place in case. And if not, it could be a battle for 2028. So, you know, those are the two things you're playing for.
Okay. Robert Kennedy Jr., any factor at all next year?
He's definitely a factor just because he will pull some votes. And you know, there've actually been some contradictory polls on who he votes more for, because the guy actually is quite liberal. I tell some conservative friends who love him because he's, you know, so strongly anti-vaccine, but you know, outside of that, he really is pretty liberal. So the question becomes: is he just pulling some Trump votes from, you know, people who feel strongly, you know, about making their own vaccination decisions? You know, well, that might hurt Trump if he takes some of that. But then on some of the other issues, and obviously just being a Kennedy, could he pull him away from Biden? So definitely a factor. Not going to be the next president, but a factor in who will be.
How about Cornel West? Could he get 1 or 2%?
Yeah, and you know, he could have gotten more. I mean, they seem to have, the Democrats seem to work these things much more effectively than Republicans. I mean, the Democrats tend to get other liberals off the ballot or at least marginalized, whereas conservatives really don't. You know, that's an issue we have. It's like kind of like this final five idea, because you know, they always make sure they're drawing a few percent away from the conservative, and rarely are we effective in getting a few percent away from the Democrat with some other liberal candidate. So he'll get something, but he certainly could have gotten more if he were really going all out like it looked like he was several months ago.
Nothing like, you know, the guy in 2000 just slipped my head, Ralph Nader.
Okay.
I mean, that was it. I mean, Al Gore wins without Ralph Nader in the race, right?
Well, I'll never admit that because I worked on that campaign on the other side. But he was helpful. You know, Nader did actually keep himself out of the states where it looked like he might cost votes. So when you look state by state, it's a little less obvious than if you look at the national problem. But, yeah, that was back then. These third-party spoilers kind of could help the conservative. Now they almost always help the liberal. It's almost always someone, you know, a conservative drawing a few percent away. But yeah, that would be the counterexample. But you almost have to go back 24 years to when that's where the world was.
Joe Manchin, I mean,
Will he kind of fade away now at this point? I mean, he was pretty darn key for packing the court and filibuster, wasn't he?
Absolutely. And, of course, it's always his arguments when, like, you know, Republicans on the one hand can say, thank goodness we have Manchin to swing some of these votes. The other hand, he's representing Trump's number two state.
Yeah, right, so right.
You'd like someone actually in your caucus from that state. So, but, yeah, definitely a factor. But, obviously, it takes away the options on getting anything done if the Republicans don't get to 51, you know, which I think they will. The map is so much better next year than it was last year. But boy, there's no one saving them if they don't get it. It's 50-50. Get the VP.
Last question, John Pudner in Milwaukee, Tapman's joint phone line. Is this the age of contentiousness? Can we somehow climb over and have a shining city on the hill and Ronald Reagan make it feel pretty good?
Boy, I almost again have to go back to 2000. I'm getting nostalgic on the show this morning. But, you know, until the close of that campaign, most Americans liked both candidates. They liked W and they liked Gore.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, to think of that now, I mean, preposterous. You know, there's both are going to have, you know, unfavorables over 50 again, I'm sure. So, you know, where the contentiousness makes for a lesser of two evils and, you know, not a whole lot of thrill for a lot of people.
Maybe it started with the Clinton impeachment. Maybe the whole thing started. You got my guy, I'm getting your guy. You got my guy. I mean, where does that end? I mean, it just keeps going, man. John, how can people connect with Take Back Action?
Yeah, it's just that. Take Back Action. It's a .org. But, yes, connect. And we go out and do events once we find a few people gathered and start building chapters. So we'd love to have anyone.
Well, good to you have a voice of reason. And I know how much you miss Washington, D.C., so, you know.
Always lived at least 40 minutes outside.
There's a little circle in your car. I can't go inside the circle more than 6 hours at a time. That's it.
That's right.
Hey, I appreciate you. Thanks so much. Talk soon.
Thank you.
Thank you, John Pudner. Good guy. All right, ESPN 93.5. It is the 1st of December. We do a quick check of our sports headlines with Diane Ducey.
Looks like Reggie Love III finished his fourth year at Illinois in a career season with a 116 carries, 567 yards, and four touchdowns while missing four games with his ankle injury. St. Louis native finishes his Illini career with 1,066 rushing yards and scoring six touchdowns. 1 year of eligibility remaining at his new school as his intent to transfer was announced yesterday. So also looks like Fabrizio Pinto will also, the kicker, enter the transfer portal. So those were announcements coming as we had a season-ending kind of presser yesterday from Coach Brett Bielema.
Yeah, they'll play that clip here coming up.
Okay, sounds good.
Again, it's you know, Reggie Love III, nice running back.
Mm-hmm.
Is he not seeing the Caden Fagan on the wall, kind of, he's our guy.
I think
he's our guy, and he, you know, he's not as quick as Reggie. And if he thought, I don't know why you leave, he was hurt and didn't play, then he played. Anyway, there are going to be more, I'm sure. That's just kind of life in the portal world. More coming up. I'll play the Bielema cut about he expects a few more transfers. There's just going to be 1,000 transfers. So just go through the book and pick me out some defensive backs. Weather brought to you this morning by Urbana Park District.
And they remind you, they've got some big sales coming up here in December. The Urbana Indoor Aquatic Center with some great passes and the Flex Pass that gives you flexibility. UrbanaParks.org for details.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Shame. Pinnipin Hemp is Saturday after a couple of days worth of milder weather, drier weather. The wet weather is into play already this morning as expected. Wide and far reaching the rains over the eastern through southern Corn Belt. Any hint of wintertime well back to the west of us. Anything but a winter weather pattern for next week. Quieter, milder, and warmer. The operative weather words, welcome to the new month of December. 47 today with rain for this morning, tapering down and then perhaps returning late in the day. Southeast wind, a little bit of light rain and drizzle early on tonight down to 40. One gusty west wind tomorrow. A little drizzle early on in the day, then mostly cloudy 48. Sunday, perhaps a bit of rain too, both morning and late afternoon. Highs up to 46. Clouds the first half of next week. Highs to about 44 on Monday. Maybe a little shower activity on Tuesday. Sprinkles a pest at 45. 43 Wednesday will climb to around 50 for high temperatures next Thursday and Friday. The mild weather pattern into the following weekend as well. For Stevie G Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Reach your savings goals. Busey Bank's CD specials can help. Watch your money grow with competitive rates and offers. visit bc.com/cdrates, visit your local service center, or call 1-800-67-BC today. BC Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Tesla shares are lower after a milestone for its Cybertrucks, which were delivered to their first customers yesterday. Pfizer stock falling more than 3% after a setback in its push to grab a slice of the booming weight loss drug market, currently worth about $10 billion. Pfizer saying it will not move to phase 3 trial of a weight loss drug as a twice-daily version after some patients had trouble tolerating it in a clinical study. It does still plan to release the phase 2 trial data on a once-a-day version of the drug in the first half of next year. And some rival entertainment giants are trying to team up, according to the Wall Street Journal, citing sources. Apple and Paramount Global have discussed bundling their streaming services at a discount. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week. Every week, we check in with Jimmy Fallon, bring in authors for The Book Club, and even treat some of your favorite Fox personalities to a very special happy hour. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Kennedy Saves the World. America's listening to Fox News.
Welcome to Dick Van Dyke Appliance World.
Hi, I'm looking for a refrigerator.
When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Oh, yeah, well, I just need a refrigerator. Don't need the whole store.
But you get it, the whole store.
My kitchen is only about this big.
You get me.
Hello.
All those delivery, installation, and service technicians in back.
Wow, all those people?
The Dick Van Dyke 5-10-year protection plan, which means in the unlikely event something goes wrong in the first 5 years, your repair cost is nothing.
Nothing?
10 years parts coverage on the major components.
Looks like I'm getting more than a refrigerator today. How much does this whole store cost?
Nothing.
Come on.
For real. We guarantee to beat any competitor's deal, all that other stuff we talked about, like our service tax.
And your 5-10-year protection plan.
All included.
I'm Dennis Reagan, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. And when we say you get the whole store, we mean the whole store. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
Make this holiday season truly magical. See Champaign-Urbana Ballet's The Nutcracker, November 30th through December 3rd. Presented in partnership with Krannert Center for the Performing Arts, Area-Wide Technologies, Bill Bass Foundation, Stone Ridge Dairy, Two Men in a Truck, and Champaign Ballet Academy. Tickets at the Krannert Center box office or cuballet.com. Experience the unforgettable story, music, and magic of CU Ballet's The Nutcracker.
I think that would be nice to see. Did you see that?
No, I'm going tonight.
Tonight?
Uh-huh.
Nutcracker, it's just so seasonal.
Right.
And it's beautiful. And ballet is beautiful. Just the how graceful they are flying across the stage, standing on little point thingies. That's what I call them. Point thingies.
Your toe, your the toe
and
shoes.
And the guy, ballet
whatever.
Guy's got to be really strong.
I know that. To lift hold, up yeah. the ballerinas.
So whatever you think of men ballet guys, yeah. I mean, they're real, just like men cheerleaders.
Yeah.
I always thought the men cheerleader when I was a teenager, I said, that wouldn't be a bad gig. You're holding a lot of pretty girls.
Yeah.
I thought that
but
was
imagine good. Being at the bottom of the pyramid
no,
that's holding like six or eight people.
Well, that's
and
like, that's like 800
And you're
pounds.
Walking no, all, the know. Whole no. distance yeah. of... I'm like, wow.
No, that's, you better stretch.
But as far as the Nutcracker, we did have a winner, Jamie from Villa Grove, that's never seen it, and taking her, you know, four kids and stuff like
that. Wow.
She's excited.
Well, good.
So we left her name at the window, and you know, Kay Green came in and was just so excited about this run. So Krannert Center's where it's happening tonight, and there's matinees to choose from during the weekend, too. So keep that in mind.
If you go to Chicago for something like this, it's well over $100
right.
ticket, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's $48 to
That's
go
right.
see this, and it's totally worth it. And I saw it when Grace was in it a long time ago. So.
And it was a little mouse.
Little mouse.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, and speaking of Grace, someone had texted in, thanks, Megan. Rain on your wedding day is a good luck sign. It signifies that you will have children. This belief came since rain ultimately waters the ground and lends to fertility. Also allowing growth of plants and vegetation has always been a big deal in communities based around agriculture.
There you go.
Now, we think that it's mainly cloudy and 48 tomorrow, but it could be that there's a shower. Especially early.
The only thing I was nervous about was December and thinking, you know, if you get ice or something.
Oh, yeah.
What are you going to do? Because everything's, you know, you can't like say, hey, we only have 50 coming. You know, you don't do that. You're kind of in.
Yeah.
So we
paying by the plate here.
Yeah. We would be grabbing Urbana Country Club workers come eat. Come on. There's plenty. Come on. I got to give you a break. Here, come over here. So we'll have, it's not a giant wedding. They didn't want a giant wedding. They wanted, you know, where they could talk to people.
Mm-hmm.
And being in the room this morning, it's Urbana Country Club. Amber Talbot is her name.
Okay.
She's remarkable.
Nice.
Unbelievable in what Amber has done to make this experience incredible.
Mm.
And if there's a 5-star scale, she'd get 10 from us. She's just, we can do that. Yeah, we can do it. And just energetic and happy and just really fun.
And celebrating the love of the couple and taking care of all the details so that they can really just enjoy.
Yeah, and I'm going to say a few words about Grace. And it's just, oh, you talk all the time. Don't talk when it's just emotional. You know, I'm talking about a daughter that has just been unbelievable from the standpoint of just a person.
Mm-hmm.
Just the goodness within Grace and the talent she has, but just innards. Of her faith, the fact that she started writing these little devotionals for her 12-year-old friend when she was 12 because the friend was struggling.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people got those devotions over the years that she just has a way of putting it on paper. And she's just very gifted. So we've had a lot of great moments.
And had that kind of mental health when she was going through the Miss Illinois and all that. So
she knew that the real issue back then is 2019 about mental health for youth was her platform. And boy, have we struggled with that one.
I know.
And
you could hear a pin drop when she was visiting various high schools and I heard her talk.
No,
phenomenal.
The girls lined up to talk to her after one-on-one.
No.
And she'd sit there on Instagram every night, you know, answering questions.
Yeah.
And so she's had great impact and she's going to have great impact. And, you know, Jacob, as the father of the bride, is there ever anyone ever good enough? You know, because that's your baby, and you know, you got to fill out the date my daughter sheet and all those things.
Mm-hmm.
It is just a point in my life where I thought I'd probably have my FOID card and have a gun, and you know, I just don't get right. That's a lot of dads
have
are
her
like,
home by 10, all of that.
I'll
be cleaning my gun while I wait for you.
A friend of mine told me a story that he went out to the car because the kid didn't want to come in, and he was going on a date with his daughter. And this is a high-level guy, you know, obviously upstanding citizen and great, great man. So he goes out to the car and says, yeah, hey, I just want to let you know you can do whatever you guys want on this date. But just remember, I'm not afraid to go back to prison. And whatever you do to her, I'll do to you. And we'll see you a little bit later. And it's like, holy moly, I never did that.
But I was always
aware. But when I was a little nervous when I met Jacob, because baseball players and athletes sometimes lose their way when they lose their sport.
Yeah.
And that's inevitable at some date. And his foundation of faith is strong enough where I knew immediately he's going to be fine.
Okay.
He has more than just this. He's a well-rounded, high character, high integrity guy, and that's who we wanted for our daughter. But the point that, you know, giving her away is like, what? What do you mean? What do you mean, man?
I know.
What are you talking about? So it'll be the old man and the woman went to their daughter's house, and it was chicken soup for this whole stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the old couple go to their daughter's house, and she and her husband just have their baby, and they're in bed. And the grandma tells the grandpa, to get up, make sure the baby's covered.
Mm-hmm.
So the old man gets out of bed slowly and dawdles down the hallway, opens the door to his adult daughter's room, and covers her.
Mm-hmm.
Because in his mind, she was always the baby.
That's right.
So that's kind of me, because it's like, you know, Grace is full-grown woman, outstanding person. And we prayed for a man like Jacob. So it's all good.
But and your only daughter.
I know. Thank you for reminding me. But how do you, when I speak, and it's not going to be a real long time. Yeah, I used to tell Grace, I'm just, oh, we'll talk more
I
than an hour.
I have seen 20 minutes
no,
in
no,
my, in my going, 30 years of
no,
wedding DJ.
We're going to go, it's always better to be shorter. And that is the goal. But, you know, well, I'm really nervous about these seasonal allergies that are all over now. So I'm trying to keep my eyes from getting water.
Oh, okay.
Seasonal allergies.
I'll have a packet of Kleenex nearby yeah. for you, Steve.
We got news coming up. Brother Johnny next. It's ESPN 93.5, 7:30 now. Champaign Urbana.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Thick black smoke seen at times over Gaza, signaling the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas is over.
We're also hearing automatic gunfire, a sign of clashes on the ground. Remember, there could be thousands of Israeli soldiers there. The strongest strikes have been in the southern part of the Gaza Strip. That is a Hamas stronghold.
That's Fox's Greg Palka in Tel Aviv. Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
Around the world, 700 million people are chronically undernourished.
Speaking earlier today at the UN climate change event in Dubai, President Biden isn't going, but he was in the holiday spirit.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The lighting of the national Christmas tree at the White House. America was listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Two men facing charges after a woman found dead in Decatur. Police saw the woman's body discovered Tuesday in the home of the 300 block of West Birchie Court. Following an investigation, Ezekiel Gray was arrested for involuntary manslaughter and Quantrell Bank arrested for concealment of a homicidal death. A long overdue facelift on Alt-Geld Hall is underway at the University of Illinois campus. It's giving us a peek into its past. Crews have been cleaning the exterior sandstone of Alt-Geld Hall, revealing the original pink tone of the building. It was built in 1897 near Green and Wright Streets in Urbana and was named after an Illinois governor whose term ended the same year. Champaign County Forest Preserve using Giving Tuesday to raise money for a new path. They're trying to raise $100,000. The money would expand accessibility at the new Dark Sky Trail. That's located in the Middle Fork River Forest Preserve in Penfield. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jill Miller.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity, and we'll keep it mild for the time of year. Been unsettled at times right through the weekend. Further warming expected across the area for next week. Up to 47 today, a rainy morning underway. It'll taper on as the later morning approaches and perhaps return later in the day. That rainfall we speak of, including a little light rain and drizzle early on tonight, too, down to 41. Tomorrow, a little drizzle patch early to mid-morning, and then mostly cloudy, 48 the high with a west wind. Well, bottom out with more rain after midnight tomorrow night to 37, and a rainy day at times on Sunday. Nothing heavy there. High temperature up around 46 degrees. Clouds set up to 44 on Monday, above average temps there. 45 on Tuesday, maybe a stray sprinkle early and late, even a snowflake early in the day, and that's it for anything resembling wintertime. Lower 40s on Wednesday. The sun returns and highs close to 50 degrees for Thursday, Friday, and into the following weekend. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
Well, on Fridays, we used to call Mike Ditka and Brother Johnny. Now
yes.
It's Brother Johnny, mm-hmm. and he's down in New Orleans where it's probably, what, 55, 60 down there, Johnny?
67 degrees.
Nice. That's not bad. We're getting pretty good weather for December 1st now.
No, I saw it. It's 40, going to be 40, 45, 47 up there today. Yeah. Good.
Yep.
And we all have something in common in the sense that we've had kids get married this year, and here Stevie is getting in the zone, Johnny.
Anna was first, then Sarah.
Right. That's right.
Sarah and Drew, we saw them the other day, but very briefly, but they look great, and they came
up. Stevie, it's a big weekend, and we're looking forward to being there.
Yeah, we can't wait to see you, Johnny. It'll be great having you here.
When I was praying for the family yesterday, you know, you just want you to enjoy. There's just so many details in the zone, but you've just got to unplug and just relish these moments. What's your advice, Johnny?
Oh, I think you said it. You just enjoy being together, actually. Mm-hmm. It's the rest. It's fun to do all this stuff, but just having the family together. And it's a special time, Stevie J.
Yeah.
Good. They're good kids, Steve.
Well, I don't know why it feels like time spins faster when you get older, Johnny. Do you find that?
that's classic, and everybody knows it. Talk to Dick Piner or Alvin Decker. Alvin will be 98. He says it's moving right along. So it goes faster and faster and faster, Diane.
But why, right. Why, when you have less to do, does it go faster? I would think it'd go slower.
Just your perspective. Because it's, I don't know. I think it's just all in your head. But it's less. Okay, so a day is, what is it, a smaller portion of your life. It's just your perspective. As your life gets longer, the day gets shorter relative to all the other ones.
I remember feeding one of the babies with a syringe when they first came home. They were really little babies, and I sat there at 2:30 in the morning. And I said, "I do not want this to go fast. I do not want this to go fast."
Mm-hmm.
Well, 26 and a half years later.
Yeah,
that's right.
All right. I don't know if you saw any of this last night, Johnny.
This is a guy that says the Biden administration is not lying to the public about the border. They go to the White House briefing room every day. They say the border's secure. They are lying to you. We know that that's not true.
I met with those migrants that you lied to under false pretense. That kind of gamesmanship, using human beings as pawns, I think is disqualifying.
They have chosen in California to put the interests of the criminals over public safety. They're easier on sex offenders. They're easier on all these crimes that are leading to a collapse in the quality of life.
You made it easier for felons to get guns without background checks, without any training. These people pleaded with the parents and the families to get tough on gun safety. And again, you made it easier for felons.
Sean Hannity Show had the undercard. Ron DeSantis, Florida governor. Gavin Newsom, California governor. I tried to watch a little of it. I don't know if you saw any of that or not.
No, I don't. All of this is kind of sadly old news, other than it's getting a little worse. We just need to vote on it now. That's what we want. That's what we get. And the border's pretty secure there in the White House, Steve, where they
right,
go.
Right.
But as far as on the border, they're coming through by the tens of thousands.
Yeah. What the long-term ramification of this over the last 4 years is what, do you think?
Well, you know, Steve, I don't think it's the end of the world. I think you get more crime when you let the criminals go, like the second bit of that tape was, because...
No.
There's no law enforcement, and there's this idea that if you do commit a crime, it wasn't your fault. Obviously, somebody made you do it. The devil made me do it. Flip Wilson.
Yeah,
devil
right.
made me do it.
Right.
And but as far as the 95% of the people coming in are going to bust their behind and do the best they can to have a better life, which they'll have instantly in America. It's just amazing the difference. And I know a few people who came in legally, and they're like, it wouldn't be that bad to go back to say Mexico, would it? He says, yeah, it really would be. And they love it here. I think it makes our country stronger when people from everywhere pitch in. We do need to focus. Remember your speech to the people who got their citizenship about our values here and the freedom and our Constitution. That's why it works. You can't throw that out the window, which is another thing we're going to be voting on. And throw it away if you want to vote on that way. But the quality of life thing is real. It'll just keep going down. You'll have to watch where you're going and what time you go.
Mm.
Everywhere. And so I don't think that's from an open border per se, but to have that open border is just criminal. They're breaking our laws, not the people, our leaders.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, we're not vetting who comes in, and there are some pretty bad characters coming in. And those, the ramifications for that, Steve, who knows?
Yeah,
not good.
Yeah, yeah. Brother Johnny on the Tappan's Joint phone line, ESPN 93.5. As far as Israel and Hamas, the ceasefire is over. They're fighting again. When, again, this has been, what, 2,000 years? When could you, you kill my guy, kill your guy, I'm going to exterminate you, I'm going to exterminate you. How does, that's just divine intervention. God has to change the hearts of men before anything like that ever stops.
Right, well, it's not the Jews, frankly, as Golda Meir said 45 or 50 years ago, if the Palestinians would put down their weapons, we'd have peace. If we put down our weapons, we'll all be dead. there's this kind of indoctrination and culture that the Palestinians have to wipe the Jews out because they took their land back, which they were roaming on the land. There was no Palestinian state. There was a Jewish state at one point, and that's everybody agreed, hey, let's give it back to them. It goes into biblical times when God promised Abraham a nation, and then Moses, a promised land,
mm-hmm.
and that's it. And, Palestinians disagree.
Yeah,
that's all
yeah.
there is to it. And there's no reasoning there. It's whenever they've tried some sort of peace, they've always left in the elimination of the Jewish state and all the Jews. They have no right to exist. That's part of their bargaining chip. So the Jews don't like that.
I just never. There's no other situation like this where you know it's not like you take this, I'll take this block, you take this corner, we'll go to this geographic. It's just we want you dead. You got to go. What the heck? I don't want to do that.
That's not. That's never going to work until one side's all dead.
Yeah.
And that's the problem.
Right.
And Netanyahu can't wipe out Hamas because you know when you. If you're fighting the Palestinians and there's 22 casualties, that's somebody's father, uncle, brother.
Right.
And they're
right.
going to be Hamas tomorrow, so or this afternoon. So there's no doing it that. There's just nothing. I don't know what to say. And, of course, nobody wants the 2 million Palestinians all of a sudden. Where do they go?
No, it's a horrific.
Quite a mess over there, Steve.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, it's a shame. And and of course, Israel's, you know, their entire national revenue, for all intents and purposes, tourism. Well, that's kind of come to
a halt. No kidding.
And so that's going to hurt them a lot through this. But it's, you know, we've been working on this for our lifetime. Nobody's quite come up with it yet.
Right.
And believe it or not, I think Trump got closest to anybody. Closer than anybody to find something that could have lasted.
They got the Abraham Accord signed. I'm not sure the details of that, but it was...
Well, it was other countries that agreed, you know what, Israel's good. In other words, we're going to stop banding together and piling on and other Arab countries, which just softens it around and hopefully would grow. That's the idea. But,
gotcha. All right. Brett Bielma took to the microphone, our Illinois football coach, yesterday about transfers.
It's a crazy world. We received word probably less than 2 months, but not more than 6 weeks, somewhere, I don't know exactly, that a player that we had recruited and just a connection said that this kid might be interested in getting a portal. But, of course, it can't happen until Monday, and we were told the other day that he had 32 offers, right? It's insanity. It's something that we won't do as coaches. We do things by the book and play by it, but unfortunately, a lot of the world doesn't. So I worry about the NFL, but I actually worry more about, people that are around our players, that prior relationships or guys that recruited people out of high school. And, you know, last year I was battling, conversations with Johnny, Keith, Julian, and Isaiah Adams, and really to a certain extent Isaiah Williams, and we were talking about their opportunity to stay here or go to the NFL, but some of their biggest opportunities came from schools that were trying to, you know, get them to leave here, right? They were paying more than the NFL. So that's the biggest ones that we worry about.
That's Brett Bilmy. Nothing wrong with your radio. That just came down to one channel today. So we lost Reggie Love III, a running back that's got 1 year eligibility, a kicker, punter. He's leaving, maybe two more.
Fabrizio Pinter.
Listen, Johnny, this is life now in college athletics. You come and go, swing and gate. Who's got more money? Highest bidder wins. Quarterbacks these days. The Nebraska coach, did you see what he said? He said a good quarterback right now in college football is $1 to $2 million a year.
What?
Yeah.
What?
And that's okay. So what is this? Is this the third year when they went from no free T-shirts?
Yes.
To
yeah,
unlimited?
I think year three or four. Year three, I think.
Because you're going to get to $5 and $10 million. I mean, you got alumni who have all the money. They more than they can spend in some places, and that, you know, they'll just start outbidding you. I never thought the way they released the money was the right way to go, because they could have had it much more moderate. Yeah, okay, $500,000. What's wrong with that $500,000? And I don't think the kids should get the money while they're playing. It's in an account for them. And then there's this portal thing. Your first year is crazy. That's just crazy. There's no contemplation of any sort of education. They're just going to be. Their job is to play as hard as you can and get a better offer.
Yep. No, that's right. And think about the Eastern Illinois, Illinois States. You know, Bradley. You go there, you get better, and you go somewhere else. So it's a kind of minor league system, unfortunately.
No, right. Exactly. Well, the that's what you just have to fight from turning into. If you don't pay, Illinois will be one of the minor leaguers.
Yeah, no, that's right. That's exactly right.
Just yeah. What's going to happen?
So is it if we had $100 million to pay our athletes, would we be the best team?
Oh, yeah, I think you would. Well, not the best, because there's another guy with $110 million. But
yeah,
you'd be in the
right.
Top 10.
Yeah.
You know, the top 25 anyway, which yeah. Is always good. But and then you have the, you know, the Alabamas and the Texases and the Ohio States and Michigan, and they just have always held athletics at a little bit of higher priority, so they're probably going to have the money, and they like being in the top 10, and so they're going to fight for it. And then there's a point where you never were up there anyway, and it wasn't really the end of the world, and I'm not dishing out any more money for it, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
And so it'll kind of settle. But I think you'll see some new big players just on the basis of wherever Elon Musk went to school.
Yeah,
where'd
right,
he go?
Right. No, it is stunning. I think it's kind of the great equalizer, because before, we know the schools, or you hear rumors, there's certain schools that kind of didn't do it properly, and they always are good. I now the small guy with a, you know, billion-dollar alum can play with anybody, which is really
yeah.
Really
and I haven't got a problem with the theory, but the way they've done it with no limits and really no commitment by the kids, 17, 18-year-olds, you're really hurting these kids. Some of them manage it fine, but it really isn't something you're ready for, Steve. Some have a bunch of money and a bunch of fame, and a bunch of options without settling down for however many years.
Yeah.
And I think I don't think anyone cares about that. That's the worst thing. I don't think anybody cares. They just want to win the game. And I don't think they're thinking that through. It just needs to be more under control is
yeah.
What I'm saying.
Well, and it's big money, but I think the day of the student athlete, it's just not even accurate anymore. They're not student athletes.
Well, they're athletes, but they're not. I think you're right. They're not going to be much of a student, because they're going to be moving around and
yeah.
negotiating the whole time.
Yeah.
Not, there's no
yeah.
time for math. Well, other than is $1 million more than $750,000? Yes. Okay.
Man,
that's
well, but Johnny, what comes to that is the entourage, and it used to be in the day, in the good old days, where you had to talk to a street friend whose grandma's uncle needed to get in on it as well. I remember Rob Judson, our friend Rob Judson, who's now an assistant in Illinois State, said, I just got done recruiting. I need a bath.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, no, it's Rob's business. And it's always been. But handling the kind of money at 17, 18, 19, you know, we know our professionals who used to actually be 21 or 22.
Yeah.
And they had difficult times when they hit the big time with money and spent all of it and then ended up, you know, having a short career and not having any money. And I think that there should be some regard for understanding, okay, there's something you have to do now. You have more responsibility just because you have more power, because you can do more, because you have more money.
Yeah.
They need to be taught that. You're 17 years old. I don't know what I would have done, Diane, with the $500,000, but I think we'd have been having a good time, and you probably would have been in on it.
Yeah, that's right. Count me in.
I don't think, it from a human standpoint, it's any good at all to give somebody that young and immature with a lot of hormones a lot of money. I just don't think it's a good idea at all. And yet, that's where we are. That's where we are. And the coach yells at you, you're transferring, period.
Right, right. They're going to have to do something different. But like you say, it is what it is now, and I have a hard time criticizing the coach. You know, you always like to criticize their strategy and their coaching. I don't know how you do the job, Steve.
Yeah.
I mean, you got 1 year, just put it together, and I thought we saw Coach Bielma's team get better all year long. But now what has he got for next year? Reset.
No, exactly. Yeah, no, we've got Johnny Newton going to the NFL. They think the guy might be a $15 million day one guy, Johnny. That's a lot.
Yeah, well, he does look like he's got that kind of capability.
Yeah, yeah.
He's been great for us.
But yep. All right.
It's a tough league.
Sheesh. I mean, again, being coached to navigate all that stuff and to get with the NIL people and make sure you're not breaking the rules or whatever rules they might be. Anyway, it is a new world, different gig coaching. So, like everything, particularly coaching, save your money. So.
Yeah, and you know, if you through the years with Kansas and Kentucky and even North Carolina, they'd always kind of start a little slow because they've been used to this one and done stuff.
Yeah, right. That's right.
And it's a whole different deal. It's got everybody else scratching their heads. But anyway, we'll see what happens, man. Yeah. And hey, you need to just take about 30 minutes rest and get ready.
Yeah. Well, it'll be a quick weekend probably. So, but Johnny, we'll see you a bit later. Thank you so much for being on.
All right, thanks, Stevie. Thanks, Diane.
All right, thank you, brother Johnny, down in New Orleans. My brother in New Orleans, who's been on the radio with me for, I think, near 40 years. Tapman's joined phone line, ESPN 93.5. All right, 7:52. We're going to meet our law enforcement official this month. His name is Tony Manili. He's at Urbana. Mm-hmm. We do that next.
Like every bank, there's a time every day when we stop making loans. But at Iroquois Federal, we never stop making a difference. Thanks to an amazing team of employees who give back to their local communities all over central Illinois. From hospital boards and local school programs to Kiwanis and the United Way, Iroquois Federal employees donated more than 1,000 volunteer hours last year. And we'll do it again next year, because the only thing we like more than making a loan is making a difference. Iroquois Federal, still friendly, still local, still here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you one of those guys out there tinting windows day in and day out, all different shades of black and ready to put a little color in your life? Come work for us. At Aftershock, we're looking for a guy with experience in wrapping, whether it be window tinting, vinyl wrapping, anything of that sort, or somebody with just ambition that wants to show up to work and be proud of what they do. You know those wraps with Troy Lands on the back waving at you? That's our work. Call us, 833-DECAL-IT, or email office@aftershockdd.com. We want you.
Jeremiah 29:11 states, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." What a comfort we have in this passage, as the Lord is telling Jeremiah, "I care for you and will take care of you." If you are in despair and think you have no hope, pray to the Lord for guidance. See how your life can be changed and the lives of those around you. This message brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. It is 7:54, our weather brought to you by Watts Copy System. You call Greg Wolf.
Mm-hmm.
They do a free assessment for you. And you might be spending too much, and it might be a clever little way you get great service and save money. Watts Copy Systems, where service is more than a promise. All right, Mr. Soya's got our forecast.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, and Benham this Saturday, and we'll keep it mild for the time of year. Been unsettled at times right through the weekend. Further warming expected across the area for next week. Up to 47 today, a rainy morning underway. It'll taper on as the later morning approaches and perhaps return later in the day. That rainfall we speak of, including a little light rain and drizzle early on tonight, too, down to 41. Tomorrow, a little drizzle patch early to mid-morning, and then mostly cloudy, 48 the high, with a west wind. Well, bottom out with more rain after midnight tomorrow night to 37, and a rainy day at times on Sunday. Nothing heavy there. High temperature up around 46 degrees. Clouds at up to 44 on Monday, above average temps there. 45 on Tuesday, maybe a stray sprinkle early and late, even a snowflake early in the day, and that's it for anything resembling wintertime. Lower 40s on Wednesday, the sun returns, and highs close to 50 degrees for Thursday, Friday, and into the following weekend. For CVJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
A swing and a long one. Left field. Walker just gave the Cardinals the lead. Home run!
This holiday season, give the gift of date nights, family time, and more with Cardinals tickets. 2024 all-inclusive tickets start at just $55 and feature a full buffet, complimentary bar, plus a great view of the game. Choose from the UMB Champions Club, Premium Legends Club, Proficient Red Jacket Club, National Car Rental Club, and more. Get your single game all-inclusive tickets now at cardinals.com/holiday.
When it comes to finding a reliable vehicle, look no further than Sarah Champagne, your trusted automotive destination. They carry a lineup of top brands, including Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. And they're not just about cars. They're about people. Their team is dedicated to providing you with trustworthy service and dependable vehicles that fit your lifestyle. Experience the difference at Sarah Champagne. Visit Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
During this holiday season, Cunningham Children's Home and each child, adult, and family we've served this year would like to express our appreciation to the Champaign-Urbana community for your support of our mission to see every child thrive. Join Cunningham Children's Home for the 4th annual Luminaries of Hope and Live Nativity, December 8th and 9th. Drive through our campus in Urbana to experience the holiday magic as hundreds of luminaries light your way to the live nativity. Learn more about Luminaries of Hope at CunninghamHome.org. Cunningham Children's Home. Hope begins here.
When you're buying a battery, it's important to look beyond just the price and make sure you're buying a quality battery. So when you're buying one from the big box store, make sure you ask the question, what's the date on this battery? Is it dependable? Sometimes the big box stores have batteries that have been sitting on the shelf for years. Or you can just come to Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable, and buy your battery from the people who only do batteries. Interstate Batteries at 2504 North Madison, Champaign, way out there, but totally worth the drive. How much is dependable worth to you? Interstate Batteries open 6 days a week.
Crossroads Contractor Supply specializes in the delivery of tools and supplies within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana. Reliable, timely, and with reasonable prices, Crossroads Contractor Supply knows what equipment and tools are needed for your job. Get the job done right with proper tools and equipment. Did something break? Construction materials, tools, as well as safety equipment, all available at Crossroads Contractor Supply. Visit CrossroadsContractorSupplyIL.com.
Local, personal, trusted. Hi, this is Atta Durakan with First Federal Savings Bank of Champaign-Urbana, and we've been serving Champaign County since 1908. Our institution is safe, strong, and stable. We operate on a foundation of responsible and sound practices, and you can rest easy knowing we're your bank. Rated 5-star superior by Bauer Financial, Inc., fast, friendly, and local. With local loan decisions and underwriting, if you're not already banking with us, give us a try, and we think you'll love it here. First Federal Savings Bank, 356bank.com, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS. 435-120.
Don't miss your chance to cheer on Fighting Illini basketball this season.
Deafening in here, 15,000, another shutout.
We need all of Illini Nation. Help us defend State Farm Center.
And Illinois overcomes their largest deficit of the season.
Great seat locations are still available for you to see Illinois basketball live this season.
The Illini win it!
Get your tickets today at FightingIllini.com.
We celebrate law enforcement here at our radio stations because they do a great job, and we'd be in really bad shape if you called 911 and nobody answered.
Absolutely.
And I'm not interested in getting a FOID card and defending my backyard. Thank you. So we'll meet another superstar coming up here in just a moment from Urbana Police Department. Mm-hmm. We'll meet Tony Manili. That'll be next. We'll break for the news, weather, and get your weekend going. Another hour to go. This is WSJK Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana. We are your home for Sonny Gray, the new pitcher
Yeah.
of the St. Louis